Okay, so again, settling our posture. Two-point posture is very simple, just straightening your spine, but feel it from the inside with that thread of light running through your body and being supported by your crown, so that naturally your posture finds its right position. Just like Geshe-la said, we've got to find our personal position that's right for us. And then once the spine is relatively straight and stable, then relax the body so that the spine holds you up and your body relaxes. Bringing your focus inwards, stabilizing your attention on the breath. Thinking ourselves are surrounded by all the sentient beings, those very close to us, seated around us, mother on the left, father on the right, friends and family behind you, those we've had intense difficulties with in front of us, and surrounding them, all of their acquaintances, and then all of the strangers, so that all beings are included. We're the advocate for all these sentient beings. And in front of us, at the level of your eyebrows, a couple of meters in front of you, Shakyamuni Buddha, radiant and golden. So he's seated on a jeweled throne, and this is on a huge, vast lotus. And also on this lotus are four other smaller thrones arranged around Shakyamuni Buddha. So, on the throne in front of Shakyamuni Buddha is your root guru, manifesting as the guru, but young and vibrant, the one that you're the most connected to, the closest to at the moment, and facing you just like the Buddha. And surrounding these are all the gurus that you've ever taken teachings from, including the person that taught you to read and write. But all of these gurus are facing the Buddha. On the throne to the left of the Buddha is Manjushri and the Manjushri lineage. They're also facing the Buddha. On the throne of the right is Maitreya and the Maitreya lineage. And behind is Vajradhara and the Vajradhara lineage. And surrounding these are all the Nimanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. And in front of them all are beautifully decorated tables heaped with Dharma texts, especially if each of those beings has composed a text, all of their texts are there. And the texts are radiant and they're humming with the sound of the Dharma. And surrounding these are the figures of the Sangha refuge, the eight great bodhisattvas, all the solitary realizers, the hearers, the Dakas and Dakinis, and the Dharma protectors. and feel that this great refuge field is right here. We're in amongst them, and all of the gurus are talking amongst themselves, cracking Dharma jokes, sharing the Dharma. Very animated and greatly enjoying the Dharma teachings. Below all of this are the guardians of the four directions, the custodians of the land, and so forth. So even if you can't see all of these beings, just know they were very much here. We've called them here. We can become aware as our karmic veils are washed from our eyes. But really feel Shakyamuni Buddha and your guru right there in front of you. And so with this, then we will recite the refuge in bodhicitta.
Chancho badu dani kyap su chi ta gi chin soi ge pe so nam lam gi tro la pan che sang ge tro pa sho I go for refuge chanting one enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly by my practice of giving and the perfections. May I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
The Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. And offering a
mandala. Ni de gyam padim sanke shindu Jela chopa
think that your mandala is very joyously received from the entire refuge field. And to really focus our motivation for doing the nondros for our entire path to enlightenment. Our first meditation on the winning ticket. So again, take a deep breath, allowing your body to settle into a comfortable position, just like sinking into favorite chair, so comfortable. And as you exhale, let go of any tensions or distractions, creating a space for clarity and insight. And refresh your motivation, in particular, to be able to deeply appreciate the preciousness of this human life and its opportunities for spiritual growth that benefits yourself and all others. Imagine holding a winning lottery ticket in your hands. And this represents your current rare and precious human existence. This rare and precious human life, like the winning lottery ticket, offers unique opportunities for spiritual wealth and freedom from suffering. Just as the lottery winner gains financial refuge, our human life provides the conditions for seeking ultimate spiritual refuge. It's like suddenly having access to a vast treasure that can free us from the poverty of ignorance and the bondage of samsara. How might recognizing the rarity of this human winning ticket change your approach to daily life and your spiritual practice? This recognition can inspire us to use our time and our energy wisely, engaging fully in Dharma practice and the pursuit of enlightenment. It's as if you've been given the key to a store of infinite wisdom, and every moment is an opportunity to unlock new insights. Can you recall a time when you felt particularly grateful for your ability to encounter and practice the Dharma? This experience offers a glimpse into the true value of your human life, with its freedoms and opportunities for spiritual growth. This experience is like realizing that the lottery ticket you've been holding quite casually is actually worth far more than you ever imagined. How might deeply appreciating this winning ticket of human life influence your approach to the Nongdra of refuge? So with this experience very fresh in your mind, then we recall the refuge field there in front of us, very intimate, our guru and the Buddha right there. And purifying light and nectar flow from the Buddha and the guru and the entire refuge field through you, like a cascading waterfall. And this light washes away all of the distractions and all of our ordinary view, how we tend to focus on negativities. And as the light washes through you, you bathe in this realization of how precious our life is. And not only that, how amazing we have it, that we are the holder of this rare and precious perfect human rebirth. So the refuge recitation. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits and generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. From the two-line verse. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. And the one-line refuge. I go for refuge to the Buddha. I go for refuge to the Dharma. I go for refuge to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Buddha. I go for refuge to the Dharma. I go for refuge to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Buddha. I go for refuge to the Dharma. I go for refuge to the Sangha. And as the light streams through you and over you and around you and filling you, feel all the tightness of our approach to ordinary life dissolve. And feel a great confidence arising in your heart that we have everything we need right now to become a Buddha, that we can do it. We have all the inner and outer circumstances assembled, exactly what we need. Or if you prefer, you can do the Tibetan Lama La Kyapsa Chu or Sangya La Kyapsa Chu or Tre La Kyapsa Chu or Gyendun La Kyapsa Chu. Lama La Kyapsa Chu or Sangya La Kyapsa Chu or Tre La Kyapsa Chu or Gyendun La Kyapsa Chu. And in particular, feel if there are any residual or habitual doubts that you feel that they are washed away, doubts in your own ability, any tiredness or procrastination, all of those inner obstacles that hold us back, feel they are washed away, dissolved into emptiness in the radiant light streaming from the Buddha and the merit and the refuge field. And feel that all of your life force and merits are increasing as this light streams into you and absorbs into you. Feel how the refuge field looks at you with great affection and with full confidence in you to be able to achieve the great work of enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. They're very pleased with you. Or, in other words, think, what would you be doing if you knew you could not fail? What would you be doing? And feel the blessings and the inspiration of the refuge field flowing to you. And as you absorb that light, a natural and strong determination arises in your heart to really make the most of this perfect human rebirth.
Go for a refuge to the Buddha, I go for refuge in the Dharma, I go to the Sangha, I go for refuge to the Buddha, I go for refuge to the Dharma, to the Sangha, I go for refuge to the Buddha, I go for refuge to the Dharma, I go for refuge to the Sangha. Amala kyapsu chiyo sangya la kyapsu chiyo chola kyapsu chiyo gendun la kyapsu chiyo lama la kyapsu chiyo sangya la kyapsu chiyo.
We feel completely under the protection of the three jewels of refuge. And then very gradually the lineage gurus absorb one into the next and into the next, absorbing into your close gurus of this life and into your root guru. All the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas melt into light and absorb into your guru's heart. And your guru grows smaller and brighter and absorbs into the heart of the Buddha without dissolving into light but keeping his form. And Shakyamuni Buddha gently coming across space to above the crown of your head, slowly getting smaller and brighter, dissolving into light, into your crown, and coming to rest at your heart level. In that radiance, no separation between you and the Guru Buddha. Meditate on the emptiness of the I. The blissful, all-knowing Dharmakaya. And from this transcendental wisdom and bliss, through the power of your bodhicitta, you arise into a form to continue helping sentient beings. And then we can dedicate the merits, the effort, and the good-heartedness and the realizations of this session.
Chantu Sam Jo Rinpoche, Ma kia panam kia kyo chi, kia wa nyam pa me pa yam, kone kondo pa o a sho, toni ta wa rin po chi, ma kia panam kia kyo chi, kia wa nyam pa me pa yam, kone kondo pa o a sho, rin ni to pa rin po chi, Ma kia pana ke kiwechi, kia wa nya pa me pa ya, kone kondo pa wa sho. Jite kam dir pende ma, kan le chue sa pa yishi, Kadrin so me tenzi in gatsoela, so wa tipso tushe londru shum, yon so so me tupten rinpoche, she dan rupe sinche pelwala, nam yan bishun so pe kochaiche, so me tenzi in lama so wa de. Chitsun la me kutse rapten chi, nam ka trin le chuchu ke padam, lo san tempe tro me sa son gi, tro we ma sel ta tu ne gyu chi.